This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What, boys and girls, appears to be Wednesday on the radio. It's Wednesday. Do we sing? Is there a song about Wednesday? I was trying to think of that. There is a song about Wednesday, isn't there, somewhere? Wednesday, there's,
I know Monday and Ruby Tuesday, but I do not know of a Wednesday.
Not know of a Wednesday. Okay, so then let's make sure that we pronounce everything correctly today so that we don't have to make it up tomorrow. How's that? We'll start with the right stuff. In this hour of the DJV program, without Jennifer, Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, as usual, is perched upon the control room. That's a visualization. It's like a bird in a cage. She's perched.
That's what it feels like sometimes.
I know. Well, there you go. Common problems for people to deal with after we deal with the president's trip yesterday, El Paso. We went to Texas and Ohio. So what happened in those visits, Victoria?
Well, he's actually traveling today to El Paso.
Today.
Yeah, he's doing El Paso and Dayton both today. He's going to review recovery efforts from, of course, the deadly shootings there, and he is going to visit with some victims' families, survivors, law enforcement personnel. This is all according to Kellyanne Conway, who I guess, you know, she's never met a camera she can't talk to, so because
yes,
she's the
likes
one.
Those.
She loves
Chuck
it.
Schumer. Chuck Schumer is another one of those. They see a microphone or a camera. Oh, look, I'm going over there. Woo!
Ah. Yeah. Right. So, so he, in his comments on Monday, Trump condemned white supremacy, vowed to respond with urgent resolve to the mass shootings. Not a lot of specifics or any specifics, really, of proposals for gun control. The only thing he did kind of cryptically mention is maybe putting gun control in with immigration reform, which a lot of people are kind of like, that seems like it doesn't make sense, or it seems like it's a way to get his immigration passed and
things.
Then also give Democrats some gun control. I don't know. But it seems to be that lots of national polls are out, and I think it's something like 7 in 10 Americans would like to see an assault rifle ban. And so, you know, we'll see where it goes. Mitch McConnell is still injured. He's not back in session, even though Bernie Sanders and a lot of other senators said to end the August recess because they wanted to go back and vote on some gun control measures. But the bill that the House passed, which would include comprehensive background checks, that has been sitting for over 6 months now. And for whatever reason, maybe money, I'm not sure, but Mitch McConnell has refused to take that to a vote in the Senate. And now it kind of seems like he's really missed the boat, because look at what's happened. In 6 months, we've had multiple mass shootings. And even the FBI, back in May, asked for more data from William Barr, the Attorney General, and some other senators, and they've been stonewalled. So I hope that, you know, I think all Americans, regardless of political persuasion, I think all of us are just kind of hoping that something gets done, because it just feels like it's a lot of thoughts and prayers and rhetoric still. And it's the same thing we hear all the time. Nothing has really changed since the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas school shooting.
Yeah. Yep.
What happened?
Nope.
What's happened since then? That was a year ago.
Why
Valentine's
is it that we
Day?
Don't hold our elected officials accountable? And in fact, the conversation, you hear a lot of BS from these people. We tend to have unrealistic expectations of the human side of those who run for office. They get the shiny lights, the microphones and things. They get enamored with that. they get enamored with people telling them how wonderful they are and what great leaders they are or potentially are. And then the campaign donations, they get millions of dollars from people who want to have influence and access to them. But where is the real meat here? Where is it? It's there's no substance. All of us here are pretty much interested in substance. And there isn't any. It's the weakest. It's almost cruel when you get right down to it, how easily influenced people are. They get behind somebody and they have rose-colored glasses on. Oh, I want Bernie because he can fix everything. I want Warren because she can do everything. I want Williamson and Trump and all of them.
Well, that's the thing. People run on one thing. Trump ran on a wall. Build the wall. That was literally it. There was nothing else. Make America great again. That doesn't even make sense to most people. But, you know, build the wall. So he had one thing.
Slogans,
Bernie's got one thing. Yeah, but I'm telling
you, that's... Hope and change. What does that mean? That didn't mean anything. There wasn't much hope and there wasn't much change after. There was a lot of hope, but there wasn't much change because he realized, as they all do, that once they get into the machine, the machine controls what goes on. It isn't them. They have their attitude. They have their plans. They have their hopes. They have the things that they can do, and they do influence, certainly, public thinking. But do they really, really get to the heart of issues? And what are the issues? I couldn't believe the attention, Victoria, that was paid yesterday to the headline in the New York Times and all the people that went bananas.
That was crazy.
For God's sakes, what the hell? What is there that's wrong with the backlash? What, you have nothing better to do than worry about a headline in the New York Times? Well, it's like it becomes so obvious that they are a tool of the left. And the left didn't like it, so they went crazy on Twitter to criticize the headline.
That's no different than any
nonsense.
Other publication that,
no, it
that panders to
it's
the
not.
Right. Fox
right.
News,
yeah.
Okay. Look at that. It's like, it's crazy. Yeah. They twist headlines, and the New York Times wrote, I didn't think it was an accurate headline, and I think that's really where a lot of the Democrats who are running for president, you know, they chimed in and said, wait a minute, that's not actually what was said. And I think that was really where the problem came. It was such a generic headline. I was expecting, when I saw the backlash on Twitter, it was trending, I went on to see what the headline was. I was expecting something so horrific and over the top that,
yeah.
And then it ended up being it was like such a bland statement.
It ended
statement.
Up being
I was like,
true.
Wait, what? That's it?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't. A lot of people said it wasn't actually accurate. Well, that wasn't what he said. But still, it was such a bland and I don't know. It was just a nothing of a headline. I don't know why anyone really freaked out that much over it.
The Senate and the House have been the kind of the summer doldrums have set in. I think it's interesting. The Senate passed a two-year budget deal that would prevent the government from defaulting on its debt. This is something interesting. The bill passed 67-28. Half the Republicans voted against it, as well as a bunch of Democrats. It was called a bipartisan budget agreement. Suspend the debt ceiling again. And so the budget for this next year is $1.37 trillion over what we have the ability to pay for. That is, we'll spend $1.37 trillion more next year than is going to be collected through taxes. And of that, $738 billion is allocated for defense. It's a disgrace. Disgraceful that kind of money is being spent because it is so wasteful. And nobody did. Where's that in the political sphere? Why are the people running for president not talking about waste, fraud, corruption, abuse? That's the way you get my vote. You want to promise something? Promise you're going to put an end to this. The debt ceiling goes up and up and up and up and up. So every time they pass a bill now, for the rest of the year, every single dime that is voted is borrowed money. Every single dime. So now the limit is $22 trillion that we can borrow. Can you even imagine that and how it's going to be paid back?
But that's why most Americans, A, don't even know what debt ceiling is or what it means or any of that. Because it's like play money. That number doesn't sound like a real number. It doesn't feel like it's something that anyone could ever pay back anyway.
Yeah, right. Like student... Student loans.
Well, that's unfortunately very real. That feels very real for a lot of people. Yeah.
Also, the Senate Intelligence Committee released a very interesting bipartisan election report. I don't know if you saw this or not. The Senate Intelligence Committee said Russia targeted election systems in all states back in 2016. They released the report on interference in the election after Mueller testified that he was confident Russia would attempt to interfere again. Sure. Russia banging around on the drums this week. Well, we're going to go back to making more nuclear bombs. How old is Putin? When can, you know, he can maybe...
I don't know. It's a good question, though.
Hit the road.
Is he in his 50s?
No, I think he's older than that. I think he's in his 60s. He's not as old as Trump is, but he's... I think he's.
He doesn't look that old. Early.
No, he doesn't. Rides bareback all the time.
Lots of vodka and working out, I guess. I don't know.
Could be, yeah, right. Anyway, the committee has found an unprecedented level of activity against state election infrastructure. So it's not the federal infrastructure. We all know that the elections are controlled locally, no matter what. When you go to the voting booth, no matter whether it's a local election, a statewide election, whether it's a federal election, all that stuff that is controlled by the locals is how it goes to the state level and then to the federal. But the reporting is done at the local level. And so this report said there was no evidence that votes or voter data was deleted or modified. So what did they do? If they didn't delete stuff, if they didn't modify stuff, then...
They didn't change votes, but what they did was they tried to... We know this through Facebook. That was probably the biggest culprit. But they tried to buy influence. And so, essentially, they, with all the fake ads, the bots on Twitter, all the social media posts, there were fake headlines that people didn't even read the story and just started resending it. And basically, like a spider's web, that's how they disseminated false information. And so that's what they did. But, you know, it's interesting. Of course, to me, this is a no-brainer that, of course, Russia is going to continue to do this. Look at the story. There's a story today about how North Korea, according to the UN, North Korea makes $2 billion a year off cyber attacks. You don't think Russia's making at least $5 billion from it? They've got more systems in place. They may have Edward Snowden.
How do they make the money?
Conspiracy theory.
How do they make the money? Comes from where?
If you think about it, global bad actors, who wouldn't want to be able to pay for some influence?
You mean people pay for the influence?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they're just running it as a business. They're making it a business.
Wow. Now, see, that's the thing about North Korea. We look at the map, the global satellite map at night, and we see all of North Korea's dark. Oh, the poor people, they don't even have electricity, and they don't have this, they don't have that. Well, clearly they have plenty. And we know now that Huawei, the company that we've been talking about, don't buy their burner cell phones because they're spying on Americans. Well, they're the ones who built the 3G network in North Korea. No one else seems to know about it except Russia and China. They knew. So they're all in bed together, and that's how they're going to make money. They're going to continue to make money that way.
Speaking of being in bed, time for us to view inside the inner sanctum of your bedroom and find out whether or not you've had, I don't want to know about the activity level in your bedroom, I just want to know that you've had a healthy, good, wonderful night's rest, a normal 8 hours of sleep. Is that the way it is with you and your house? Probably most of us would say, at least the people on the radio at this time of day, that's not the case. There's no such thing as a normal 8 hours of sleep in one night. But when I go to bed, I get the best out of it because I plump up my pillows. I'm surrounded by those fabulous Giza sheets, the bed topper I have on top of my mattress. It does everything the research said it would do. There was a research job, ladies, done of 60 different adults over a 48-hour period. And what they said was that they kept sleep diaries. And they wrote about their mood, their anxiety levels, pain, that sort of thing. And it was interesting because people using the pillow, the best pillows from MyPillow, got the best night's sleep. That's basically what this all is about. So you want the best night's sleep? Go to MyPillow.com. Take my word for it. All of us are using these pillows and the sheets. It's washable and dryable, all of them. Get your mattresses and toppers and pillows at MyPillow.com with great discounts using the promo code DJV.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
Before you sign the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now a ream of Staples copy paper is just $3.49. That's our lowest price of the season. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, ends 8/10/19. Valid on SKU 135855 while supplies last, limit 10.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let's sing. Let's move. It's a familiar tune. I think most people would recognize this tune. That much of a pop hit. Yes?
Oh, yeah. This was number one globally. Yep.
What is it?
Oh, yeah.
How much of his music did that, though? David Bowie's music went into that success zone.
He had some big hits. The album that we're going to talk about was his biggest selling album, called Let's Dance. That was the name of the album too. So, pretty big.
I like that. Yeah, pretty big. That's convincing. Alan Paul and Andy Eldort's new book, Texas Flood: The Inside Story of Stevie Ray Vaughan, which is out next week, chronicles the life of this guitarist in his own words and those of his closest friends, many of his collaborators, admirers too. A chapter entitled Serious Moonlight delves deep into Stevie Ray's short-lived collaboration with David Bowie on his 83 album Let's Dance, and a planned tour that actually never happened. While Stevie's band Double Trouble was in L.A. recording what would become their debut album, Texas Flood, Vaughan received a call on the house phone in the apartment they were renting. It would prove to be kind of momentous. He recalls the fellow who answered the phone, drummer Chris Layton. The phone rang at 3 in the morning. This quiet English voice said, "Is Stevie Vaughan there?" I said, "Damn, who's this?" He said, "This is David Bowie." I'm thinking, "You mean Ziggy Stardust, that David Bowie?" I said, "Wait a minute." Vaughan flew to New York in early January to join Bowie and producer Nile Rodgers at the Power Station studio. In the book, Nile Rodgers says, "Bowie told me about this amazing new guitarist that he'd heard in Montreux that he first thought would be great for the album's solos. After hearing Stevie's first sparsely noted solo, I said, why don't we just get Albert King? That was my first thought, but I regretted saying that almost instantly. It didn't take me very long to realize Stevie was something very, very special. Stevie Ray impressed Bowie so much on Let's Dance that he asked him to add guitar to what would become another huge hit, China Girl. Remember this song?
I love this song, yeah.
I like it too. Yeah. I like Bowie's music. Very unique and kind of moves and a message. Let's Dance was released April 14, 1983, became Bowie's first platinum studio album in our country. Title song was a number one hit around the world, and for the first time, Bowie became a big superstar around the world. His serious Moonlight Tour was set to be a huge sensation, but ultimately plans for Stevie to join the tour got scrapped, and he went on tour with Double Trouble. I think that was probably, you look back on, kind of a mistake, wasn't it?
Well, you could say that, no. But at the same time, Double Trouble put out their first album, Texas Flood, and every song was a big hit for them, and then they became their own thing. So, you know, I guess things work out for a reason.
They do. Next up in the music section of our DJV program, the Stones. Rolling Stones, four songs into their show at MetLife Stadium on Monday night in Jersey when Mick addressed the crowd, quote, "We're going to do a song sort of locally based called Harlem Shuffle." The Stones released that Bob and Earl cover as the lead single from their Dirty Work LP in 86, hit number 5 on the Hot 100 chart. Thanks to the video, they got a lot of play on MTV. Prior to Monday night, they hadn't performed it live in 29 years. That's interesting. We haven't done this for ages, Jagger said. But, be forgiving if you can. The concert was the 11th stop for them on the No Filter Tour. They also played MetLife Stadium last Thursday night. The show featured five songs not performed at that gig, including You Got Me Rocking, Monkey Man, Let It Bleed, and You Got the Silver. The tour has done okay. Delayed, remember? When he had heart surgery, and Mick had heart surgery.
Two of my friends were at this show, though, and said that Mick seems better than ever, and maybe it makes sense because his heart's probably working better.
Better, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Got some actual life in it. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 20.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is scheduled to visit El Paso this afternoon, where he'll meet with first responders and others impacted by the weekend mass shooting there that killed 22 people. Then he'll go to Dayton, Ohio, where hours later another massacre happened, leaving 9 people dead. In El Paso, Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar says she won't meet with Trump when he visits because she says he's neglected to apologize for using what she claims is racist rhetoric.
Words have consequences, and the words that he's used to dehumanize us, to dehumanize communities like mine, to dehumanize immigrants, they have a consequence, and they provide fuel for people who already are bigoted.
A federal judge keeping a block in place on 3 Arkansas abortion laws. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Listen live, take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Four after the hour now on the DJV program, approaching the world from our perspective. Any good radio program has its own perspective. That's why people listen to what goes on here. Yeah, we talk about what the you hear many of the same conversations, not the same conversation, many of the same stories, but our attitude and hopefully insight gets you to wonder what's next. And what is next is Victoria focusing on Purple Heart Day, and then I have a celebration for the day as well. It's Wednesday, the 7th of August. We're finishing the first full week of the month. All right, Victoria, so this Purple Heart Day, we're talking about the military, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Americans who suffered wounds in battle will be recognized today for Purple Heart Day. And the Purple Heart Medal is awarded to those killed or wounded while serving for the U.S. military. This was actually started by George Washington in 1782. And back then it was called the Badge of Military Merit. And then it was renamed the Purple Heart in the 1930s. In February, the Department of Veteran Affairs announced that veterans with the Purple Heart Medal will be placed in the department's top priority category for disability benefit claims, along with Medal of Honor recipients and those with severe service-related disabilities. So today is all about celebrating our veterans and the sacrifice that they have made for our country, which is a wonderful, wonderful day to celebrate.
Yeah.
Especially in the midst of all the sadness and everything that we're dealing with right now, it's really nice to kind of shift the focus to something really good and honorable today.
Yeah, well, every day is a day to celebrate, Victor. I think that that sort of tends to be our attitude here. We all are happy to be here, and it's great to be able to communicate with people, and things are good. Look at the bright side of things. Today also is National Lighthouse Day, celebrating how the scenic historic structures all around our country have comforted travelers for centuries, basically. Back in 1789, Congress passed an act securing the protection of all lighthouses under federal support. Lighthouse technology has rather changed. I guess that's the way. Yeah, they used to have fires in there. They use gas and stuff, but they have fires depending on how.
I guess back in the day, oil lamps too, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
Because you're a New Englander, so all up and down the New England shore, they had all back in the 1700s, they used whale blubber for the oil to burn in the lanterns and up in the lighthouses. There's gorgeous lighthouses on the East Coast.
I'm assuming
the West Coast has them, too.
Yeah. Last year, I don't think you see them very often, though, on the West Coast for whatever the reason.
Yeah.
Last year, I was down on the Vineyard, and I went to visit one of the lighthouses that was there. As a matter of fact, a picture got posted of me on the lighthouse. And they had actually, because the side of the cliff where the lighthouse was had eroded, they had to pick the lighthouse up and move it 140 feet back inland. And so you could see where the old pit was, where the lighthouse was, and how they moved it. It was really amazing to hear the story of how it was moved. And you think
it's nice that they preserved it.
Any moment. Oh, yeah. Well, they've done a lot of National Educational Trusts have done a lot to, kind of make sure this was. And it's iconic, and people love this sort of thing, and I think that it's appropriate for this stuff. This is the kind of stuff I don't mind spending money on. It's a symbol. There are symbols that we have that are worth protecting, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yep,
yeah.
Absolutely.
What would be an example of something, a symbol that's around today that you think is worth celebrating and worth protecting?
Hmm. Well, I would have actually, excuse me, I would have said lighthouses. I love lighthouses. And I think that historically they played such an important part of American history that I think maybe most people don't realize. Especially, on the East Coast and it's, I don't know, I think they're gorgeous. But, I don't know, that's a tough one. I think national parks, and I think there are certain monuments. I would hate to ever see anything happen to Mount Rushmore. I think that I think we've got some really cool places.
Have you been to Mount Rushmore?
I have not. No, I haven't. That's on my bucket list.
Standing there, yeah.
I bet it's just amazing.
Yeah, it is. And it's one of the things I'm thankful for in terms of being able to travel as much as I have around the country, doing radio programs from affiliates all over the country. It's just really, it's cool to really get a taste of the flavor because there's so much variety in our country, really full of variety, great things. In sports, do I sound like I'm a little hacky today?
I do,
little
too.
Coffee,
it's the allergies. It's like, for whatever reason, mine kind of subsided for a bit, and now
mine
back
too.
They're back. I don't know. I can't
feel it today for the first time, actually, for a while.
Yep.
Major League Baseball announcing that Tim Beckham, who is an infielder for the Seattle Mariners, is suspended, tested positive for performance-enhancing substances. suspended for using something that has led to other suspensions over the past couple of years, something called Sanozol. Is that S-A-N-O-Z-O-L? I got to think it's like some kind of steroid.
Yeah, I don't know. Others who we haven't heard a story about that like
no.
in a while, right?
Well, you wonder when things changed because, you know, there used to be times when you would know. Sammy Sosa, remember? Mark McGuire, all those guys.
Yeah.
They were on steroids. They got big, hulking guys.
A-Rod admitted to it, and he was suspended for a while. Yeah.
Yep, right. Yeah,
I thought the doping days were behind MLB, but I guess not.
No. Where did they get those? You didn't go to the drugstore to get those. Where do you get that stuff?
Shady sports doctors.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. Yeah. Hmm. Everything can be bought. Everything has a price.
Sad.
Right? I mean, it's true.
Yeah. It's true. It is true. Speaking of drugs, Walgreens closing a couple of hundred stores. It's interesting. The move to close the stores follows a review of real estate footprints from these stores. 3% of Walgreens' 9,600 stores. So they're in the wrong locations. That's basically
well,
what they're saying.
I think they're too big. If you think about it, if you've
Walgreens
ever gone into a CVS, well, the physical store space, the footprint of the stores.
Oh, there's too much stuff in them. You go grocery shopping.
Square feet, and no one needs that much. If you look at any other major chain, like I love going into the Boots pharmacies over in England and Ireland.
Yep.
They're not nearly as big, and they have
right
so
in.
Many things
smaller
in it.
Too.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. I think they every time you see a new CVS or a Walgreens being built, it's this monstrosity of a structure.
Well,
they're
plus
so
the fact they've
overdone.
Got two, they have, like in Framingham, there are three Walgreens that I can think of. We only need one.
Right,
we need
and
three
you don't need one in every corner.
It's not that big
right.
a town. No, exactly. They're built CVS stores all over the place, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the fellow who runs the company said they anticipate being able to retain the majority of the impacted store team members. So far, there have been 29% more store closings than was announced last year. So CVS
closed
46.
A lot of stuff that they have.
Okay.
A lot of people buy it on Amazon
right.
too now.
Get it elsewhere.
So
yeah.
you have to. That has to be taken into consideration. You just don't need as much shelf space.
You would have thought. Yep. There's a new poll out today, ladies and gentlemen, showing that about 3 in 10 American college students say China is more powerful than the U.S. The survey conducted by College Pulse, collecting responses from 27,000 college students. The number of students who said China, not the U.S., is the most powerful country in the world, 8,394 people. How do you get to that point? How do you make your, how would you think people would think that, is it all PR? I mean, what is there?
I guess it depends what kids are determining, or not even kids, college students are determining to be powerful. I mean, there's so much technology coming out of China, and I feel like the U.S. is a little bit behind on that. Obviously, we have Silicon Valley, but there are many other countries that are, you know, all of their students are studying engineering and technology and learning a bunch of different languages and stuff like that. And China just kind of seems to be, whether they're made well or not, they seem to kick our butt a little bit in terms of technology and other things they're producing.
Well, also, I think if you're a college kid now, you take a look. You could do a social experiment in the classroom. Take a look at everything you have on you, your backpack, your books, your pens, your laptop, all of it. It's all made in China. So that alone, I think, just taking a survey of what's in your own household, that would probably lead a lot of people to believe that, yeah, China's obviously number one. They've made everything that I'm using here.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it
does. I was listening to you, but I was looking at something. You know, I have three screens in front of me, and people are sending me things all the time because they know that we have sort of a variety show here in terms of conversation. And I don't even know what to make of this. There's a picture of a child watching the Taliban behead somebody and cheering. These are children.
Well, and someone sent you that picture?
There's a gun.
Yeah, well, I think not something to talk about on air, but also if this is just a random thing you're being sent from, is it someone you know? or just a random
it's
person?
It's a source that I use from time to time, yeah. No, it's a... Yeah.
Not that I think it's good at all, but I imagine there is some kind of context, or I don't know, just a very weird thing to be sent or to look at.
Well, but you see, that's the world that we live in is full of images, and our job here is to take the images and use the best facility that we have, i.e. our brain, and translate those pictures into words so people can imagine. And using what I just used, the tool that I have of being able to take things and quickly summarize, hopefully, what it is that I'm seeing so you can imagine it. It's oftentimes I use my own discretion, and we talk about this off the air all the time. What do we not want to talk about? We don't need to be talking about a lot of the things. For example, all the gun violence. That's a limited sphere for me. I'm not interested in going into details. I don't want to know the names of people that are doing it. I just want to, okay, so it's something that people are talking about and it deserves attention, but there are more things going on. There were so many different things that are going on in the world, but sometimes it becomes, the images are so powerful that it's distracting. So I apologize for that. I just look at it and think, ugh. All right, let's get to something that's decent and good television. Maybe that's an oxymoron. Decent and good. Well, some of it is. Some of it's good. We have a schedule of things, Victoria, that are slated to be on tonight that may be of interest and import. Today is Wednesday, so what's the normal bill of fare in the summertime for Wednesday?
Not much. If you're a big fan of Catfish, I know Jen likes to watch Catfish. That's new tonight on MTV at 8 p.m. That's the show where the two hosts find people who believe that they've had a real relationship online with someone. It turns out they've been catfished. It was just a fake account and a fake person. So people seem to love watching that show. It's never really been, you know, my jam. Another one of Jen's jams, which is called The Report Today, Jen's Jams, is on CBS tonight, 8 p.m., another episode of Love Island. I know she likes that. There's a new episode tonight on Fox of Master Chef, and this tonight is the top 10 contestants test their speed in a special team challenge at Irwindale Speedway, and this is going to be with a special guest NASCAR driver Bobby Labonte. And then new episode of Grownish on Freeform as well. And tonight the big story is Beverly Hills 90210, the reunion. Tonight is episode 1, and in the premiere of Beverly Hills 90210, the cast reunites at a 30th anniversary fan convention in Vegas, causing old flames, feuds, and feelings to reignite. And at the end of the weekend, Tori suggests that they get a 90210 reboot off the ground. This is essentially, they're all kind of playing, they're playing themselves, sort of heightened versions of themselves. So it's a reality show, but it's a scripted reality show. So lots of interest in that. People are definitely interested to see what where everybody has been since they left. And it's been a long time. And brand new episode tonight of Big Brother, 9 p.m. on CBS. And that's pretty much it. There's really, you know, it could be another night of Netflix and chill. Also, a new episode of Suits tonight if you're into that.
Suits is good. Healthy and very happy. That's good. Calitrin will get you that. If you want to get the most from Calitrin, the weight loss product that I recommend and endorse, just go to toploss.com. Look around, see all the endorsements, see how people get on the program, lose the weight. That's it. Success losing weight. Calitrin at toploss.com. Special discounts if you use the code DJV, including free shipping of the product to you. Calitrin, lose weight the safe way, the natural way. 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. Time for Victoria and I, mostly Victoria, to go through the technical info that will have impact on you. Just as an aside, quickly, Victoria, the North Koreans making $2 billion on cyber attacks ban. That shows, you were talking about this earlier, mm-hmm. how whatever it is that they're hacking, financial institutions, mm-hmm. they're making money.
They've stolen money from banks.
Where does the money go, though? Does it just go right into little fat pocket?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. It gets laundered, so it's not completely traceable. But, yeah, that's what they're doing. I don't even know. I don't know. I said this from the very beginning of all this North Korea peace talk stuff. I don't even understand why he was ever allowed to have an audience with our president. But, you know, I don't agree with it because this is the kind of stuff that they're doing behind our backs, but yet they want a peace accord with us at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I don't see it. I don't see the point. I think we take him down, take him out. I think that's the way to go.
Get rid of him, right. All right, story of a 34-year-old man accused of paying AT&T employees a lot of money to do what?
Unlock AT&T phones. This is a bad story for AT&T. This just came out. So thousands of dollars were paid to multiple AT&T employees by this one guy over the course of 5 years to unlock millions of phones that were restricted to using AT&T only. When you buy a new cell phone, I don't know if you've ever encountered this because I know you have Verizon, I have AT&T, so it doesn't really matter to me. I've been with AT&T for a long time. But if you are shopping around for a new network or when you go to buy a new phone, if you buy a quote-unquote unlocked phone, you pay a lot more money for that phone than if you buy one that's already been branded and allocated to a specific network. And so a lot of people are interested in paying some extra money to get their phone unlocked so they can jump to a different carrier and get a better deal. So that's what they were doing. This guy was getting these phones unlocked. People would pay him And then he would in turn pay the AT&T employees. And so he has been extradited to the U.S. from Hong Kong now, and he paid one employee over $420,000 in 5 years to unlock phones. And so AT&T lost millions of dollars because of this.
Who's paying him?
People who want to unlock their phones.
So individuals.
Large groups of people who probably, maybe companies who have a deal with AT&T and they wanted to get out of it, so they pay a guy like this and say, hey, unlock all these phones and then we can take our phones to Verizon or Sprint or wherever. And so this is bad news for AT&T, and now the Department of Justice estimates that he can face up to 20 years in prison for, as you can imagine, a litany of charges, wire fraud, conspiracy to violate the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, all kinds of stuff. But and he would essentially make his payments through to the AT&T employees through a series of front companies, and then he would initially contact them over Facebook Messenger, and then that's how he'd get in bed with them. He'd pay the employees. They'd go into the servers, unlock everything. And so it was a pretty lucrative business for a while until he got busted.
Video gamers making more money than ever playing the game Fortnite. Let's figure that out.
The Geek Out.
Recently, the Fortnite World Cup was held and paid out a $30 million prize pool, with a Pennsylvania 16-year-old getting $3 million of that for winning the solos division. Ninja, who was once the game's best player but didn't even qualify for the finals, has made an untold millions from his Twitch channel showing off his gameplay. But now Ninja has made a big move from Twitch to Mixer, which is Microsoft's new competing streaming platform. Ninja has over 17 million subscribers, and to put that into perspective, that's about the same number of people who watched the final episode of Game of Thrones. We've posted a link to the story of Ninja's big move from Twitch to Mixer on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Music to your ears. Find out more about the all-new Toyota Supra at toyota.com/testmiles. Toyota, let's go places.
All right, let's progress along here, trying to figure out what's going on. The technology, I don't know technology, but the web stuff associated with the mass shootings. Is it called 8chan? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a message board, and congressional leaders are requesting that the owner of 8chan, his name's Jim Watkins, they want him to testify before the Homeland Security Committee to inform them on what exactly his forum is doing to combat the proliferation of extremist content. And so this is a bipartisan effort. Senators from Mississippi and Alabama together said, regrettably, this is at least the third act of white supremacist extremist violence linked to your website this year. Americans deserve to know what, if anything, you as the owner and operator are doing to address this. And over the past 4 months, three white supremacist terror attacks occurred after the shooters posted racist manifestos on 8chan. So two of those attacks were here in the U.S.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a good object lesson and whatnot.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.